Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're right. Had a great show so far today. We got 1 hour left before we hand over to Sports Talk. I'll remind you again, Scoot will be back tomorrow. He's been on vacation this week, getting a little much-needed R&R. And he is always excited to come back to work, and we are always excited to have him back. But for the remaining 51 minutes, we'll try and loosen it up a little bit. We've talked about some pretty heavy stuff today, but I do have a scheduled interview coming up. I don't know if it'll be fun, but it's very important, and I hope that you stay tuned because this is about your future. This isn't about, you know, some poor people in Kenya or Lebanon or Bangladesh or someplace far away that you've never been to and you'll never go and you never have to think about. This is about us. This is about Plaquemines Parish. This is about all of Southeast Louisiana and what it's going to be like in 20 or 30 or 50 or 100 years. We're going to talk to David Muth. He is retired from the National Wildlife Foundation, Restore the Mississippi River Delta, a lot of other organizations. I was typing into the system we have here, you know, this guy's pedigree. Yeah, 30 years with the National Park Service, 11 years with the National Wildlife Federation, the Gulf Restoration Program. I think he's currently with Restore the Mississippi River Delta. We're going to be talking about why Jeff Landry canceled a $3 billion coastal restoration project. He was citing cost and environmental concerns. It begs the question, how do you balance today's financial impacts with tomorrow's existential sustainability? You know, it's like, do we always have to choose what's best for us today and sacrifice what's best for us tomorrow? And what about where science and politics come into conflict? Should science always beat out economic and cultural factors? Should cultural and economic factors always beat out science? I don't know. I don't think so. You know, I think the answer's got to be somewhere in the middle. So when you're in a sticky situation like that, what you want to do is bring all the stakeholders to the table, get all the scientific reports all lined up, get all the environmental impact reports all out on the table, bring everybody together and come to a sort of compromise so that everybody gets a little bit of what they want. For my money, that's what this plan was. This was the compromise. And Jeff Landry just canceled it. We'll talk to David Muth in a few minutes here. Before that, I will squeeze in a couple more text messages of yours, but I did also want to do it because we didn't do it last hour. Coleman, light it up. Today's news bomb starts out with this story. During last year's presidential campaign, Donald Trump promised America over and over again that his administration would lower consumer prices. Oops.
The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge ticked higher last month, a sign the Trump tariffs are starting to boost prices for many goods. Consumer prices were up 2.6% last month compared with a year ago, up from 2.4% in May. Fed Chief Jerome Powell noted the increase yesterday as the central bank again kept its key interest rate unchanged. Powell says it'll take time to see if this is just a one-time hike or if if the tariffs will have longer impacts on inflation.
I think you have to think of this as still quite early days.
Roughly an hour earlier,
we have no inflation.
President Trump again demanded the Fed lower rates, but Powell is signaling a cut is now less likely in September. Meantime, jobless benefit claims ticked up last week for the first time in 7 weeks. The government will release a last month's jobs report tomorrow. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Hey, remember Springfield, Ohio? That town in Ohio with all the Haitian immigrants that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance lied that they were all, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, they're eating all the pets. It's a horrible thing. That city is about to depopulate very quickly.
Some Springfield, Ohio community members are preparing to defend Haitians against deportation.
This is something that our faith requires.
Central Christian Church pastor Carl Ruby.
If there are laws that don't respect human dignity, we feel that our commitment to Christ requires that we put ourselves in places where we may face some of the same threats.
Ruby said the group is trying to push the Trump administration to reverse its decision to strip legal protections for hundreds of thousands of Haitians under temporary protected status.
It would be an absolute disaster if we lost 10,000 of our best workers overnight.
The Department of Homeland Security said in June that it would terminate TPS as soon as September 2nd for about 500,000 Haitians in the U.S. DHS says conditions on the island nation have improved enough to allow for their safe return. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In the latest Epstein files cover-up news, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that Senate Democrats are invoking an old law to force the Trump administration into releasing the full Jeffrey Epstein files as they spent the last year promising they would do.
A century-old and little-known law known as the Rule of Five to compel the Department of Justice to release the full and complete Epstein files. Under federal law, when any five senators on the Homeland Security Committee call on the executive branch, the executive branch must comply. We're invoking federal law and using our authority as a check on the executive to compel transparency. That's why today's letters matter. Today's letter matters. It's not a stunt. It's not symbolic. It's a formal exercise of congressional power under federal law. And we expect an answer from DOJ by August the 15th.
Now, I can already hear many of you asking, why didn't Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats do this before? Because I've already explained a couple times this week why the Biden administration didn't just release the Epstein files as Donald Trump promised us that he would do. I think that this, you know, they're using this 100-year-old rule seems kind of extreme. You know, it's like this is sort of the last resort, I guess, you know. It's not the first thing you would reach for if you wanted the administration to release the files, especially after they promised they would release them. You know, why should Senate Democrats have to force the Trump administration to do something that they promised over and over and over again they were going to do? Pam Bondi said, the client list is on my desk awaiting review. And then like 5 weeks later, she says there is no client list. Well, whether there is or there isn't, I guess we're about to find out. But, you know, you got to kind of remember when politicians from either party do something, they force the other party to do something, to take a position that they don't like, or they force the administration to take some sort of action they're not excited to take. There's often a several steps that got them to that point. Like if you're trying to get rid of fire ants in your yard, you know, you might do the basic stuff first, like pour some boiling water down there. You know, go to the hardware store, get some diatomaceous earth, some of that kick-ass diatomaceous earth sprinkled around there. Put some citrus oil, put some dish soap down there, I don't know. But the last thing you're going to do is the flamethrower. If you go for the flamethrower first, you're kind of doing things a little bit out of order. See what I mean? Delta Airlines is blaming turbulence for a mid-flight incident that sent 25 passengers to area hospitals in Minnesota this morning.
Delta Airlines says 25 people were taken to hospitals after a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam hit turbulence Wednesday night. The plane was diverted to Minneapolis-St. Paul. Passenger Leanne Clement Nash told ABC News they had started dinner service when the plane jolted up in the air and then fell steeply, rendering them weightless for a few moments. She said liquid rose out of drink cups, service carts were tossed around, and people who weren't wearing a seatbelt hit the ceiling and then fell back down. Nash and her husband praised the calm and professionalism of the Delta flight attendants during the incident. I'm Jennifer King.
Now, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. I'm not totally sure that this is what happened, but it sounds like the plane was porpoising, because people are reporting not just that there was turbulence, like the plane was rattling, but they said it did a very sudden and steep climb, and then a very sudden and steep nosedive, and then climbed again, and then nosedived again before stabilizing at about 37,000 feet. If you are not in your seat with your seatbelt on when the plane enters that nosedive and you fall out of your seat and you fall to the front of the airplane towards the cockpit, that is a 14-story drop, brothers and sisters. That's a long way to fall. Your head's going to be banging off everything on the way down there, drink carts, shoes, purses, everything floating around in there. Sounds like hell. If you're on a plane, man, they really mean it with the seatbelt stuff. Hey, Trump is working on some more trade deals with our neighbors to the north and the south.
President Trump says he'll talk more with Mexico about trade as current tariffs stay in place. Tomorrow is the president's deadline for dozens of nations to reach trade deals with the U.S. or face higher tariffs. Mexico says it's avoided that after a call between the two nations' leaders. President Trump says there will be a 90-day negotiating period to work on a trade deal, and for now, goods coming to the U.S. from Mexico will still face a 25% tariff. The president writes on social media he and Mexico's president are getting to know and understand each other. Meantime, at the northern border, the president says it'll be very hard to reach a trade deal with Canada after Prime Minister Mark Carney announced Canada will back Palestinian statehood. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, further south, Trump is threatening Brazil with 50% tariffs because the Brazilian court system keeps trying to hold the Brazilian version of Donald Trump accountable for his crimes.
President Trump's laid out his legal rationale for imposing 50% tariffs on goods from Brazil. He signed an executive order that states Brazil's policies in criminal prosecution of former President Jair Bolsonaro constitute an economic emergency under a 1977 law. The White House says Brazil's judiciary has tried to coerce American social media companies, including Elon Musk's X, and block their users. Trump's earlier tariff threats were premised on trade imbalances, but the U.S. ran a $6.8 billion trade surplus with Brazil last year. Meantime, the Treasury Department's announced sanctions on Brazilian Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes over alleged suppression of freedom of expression and the criminal case against Bolsonaro, who's accused of masterminding a plot to stay in power despite his loss in Brazil's 2022 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And hey, folks, we'll end on a more positive note. I think this is good for everybody. Time will tell. The Trump administration is doing what they can to modernize our badly outdated medical record system.
The Trump administration is launching a new private health tracking system with help from big tech. President Donald Trump is leading a push for millions of Americans to upload personal health data and medical records on new apps and systems run by private tech companies. The administration is promising that it will make it easier to access health records and monitor wellness.
Moving from clipboards and fax machines into a new era of convenience, profitability, and speed, and frankly, better health for people.
More than 60 companies, including tech giants like Google, Amazon, and Apple, as well as healthcare companies like United Health Group and CVS Health, have agreed to share patient data in the system. The initiative will focus on diabetes and weight management, AI conversations, and digital tools that register patients for check-ins or track medications. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
After the break, we're going to come back and talk about the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion Project with my friend and yours, David Muth. If you got anything you want me to ask him, now's the time to do it. It's 504-260-1870. That is, of course, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line. I'm going to just kind of give David the runway here to just say what he really thinks about all this. He's been very close to the issue for a very long time. and we'll hear directly from him. I don't think, you know, he doesn't have like a political stake in this like some parish leaders do or people in the state government. So we'll just let David rip. He's been with the National Wildlife Foundation, National Park Service, Restore the Mississippi Delta, on and on. We'll get a look at traffic with Courtney VIP and come right back on WWL after this.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Stick around. Louisiana is falling into the ocean. We've already lost 2,000 square miles of land, an area about the size of Delaware. We're on track to lose a lot more in the decades to come. For years, scientists and engineers said that we had one really great shot to fight back. It was the $3 billion Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion Project, funded with BP oil spill money, backed by decades of research. It promised to rebuild 21 square miles of wetlands. It was a chance to work with the Mississippi River instead of against it. The Mississippi, the same force that built the state in the first place. We could work with the river to save our coastline, protect millions of people from rising seas and monster storms. But a few weeks ago, Governor Jeff Landry killed it, canceled it, gone, dead ski. After years of planning, $600 million already spent. After groundbreaking last year, the project is dead. Jeff Landry and other state officials claim it's about cost. They claim it's about protecting fisheries. But coastal scientists have been warning us that canceling this project is a political decision that leaves us more vulnerable to hurricanes, saltwater intrusion, and the very permanent loss of those fisheries, of our culture, and our communities. Joining us on the line to help discuss this today is David Muth. He's retired from the National Park Service after 30 years, did 11 years with the NWF and the Gulf Restoration Program, Restore the Mississippi Delta. Quite a pedigree there. David, welcome to the show. Thanks for making time today.
Thank you. Good to talk to you, Ian.
When you first heard that the Mid-Barataria Project was officially canceled, what went through your mind? What was your sort of top-line reaction?
Well, I mean, I was heartbroken. There had been decades and decades of planning and effort and public meetings and official public hearings and the best minds working on the issue of coastal Louisiana, and it had been a dream. And knowing, as we all knew, as you so ably summarized this, there's only one out for us, and that's for the force that built us in the first place, which is the Mississippi River, the sixth largest river in the world, carrying a tremendous amount of sediment and wasting it in the Gulf of Mexico. But our one hope was to harness that sediment. You know, it was a pipe dream until the silver lining of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, and suddenly the money was there and the will was there and the public support was there, with over 80% of Louisiana voters in favor, even in the coastal parishes where the supposed impact is going to be. They actually started building it, and they spent $618 million on it. And now it's gone just with a snap of the finger, without any public hearings, without any public discussion, with, frankly, dubious explanations as to why, and dubious explanations to the state legislature. So I'm heartbroken. This is a betrayal of the public trust of epic proportions.
Is there any chance a future administration can pick up where we left off?
A future administration will have to pick up where we left off. The Mississippi River is going to flow into the Barataria Basin, whether we plan it and build it ourselves or let nature take its course. We are sinking and the sea is rising. And that's a formula that says the Mississippi River is going to find a new way out. We either spend way more than the cost of this diversion trying to hold the river where it is over the next 30, 40, 50 years, or we plan its escape. And I just want to emphasize that this diversion was just the beginning. To save Southeast Louisiana from the rising sea, we have to tap as close to 100% of the sediment that the river carries as humanly possible. And this was just the beginning. Mid-Barataria was simply going to be the beginning, the first of many, because we have to get it all out of the river. We have to get all of it. And even if we get all of it out, we may not survive. But our one chance to survive is to tap the river. And we just set ourselves back by at least a decade. And that's a tragedy, because that's 10 more years of land loss, 10 more years of rising seas, 10 more years of subsidence, 10 more years of damage to the ecological resources of Southeast Louisiana. And, you know, 10 is a guess. It might be 15 years. It might be 20 years before we can do this. And you know that when we do it in 10 or 20 years, it's going to cost way more than the money that the governor now claims we're saving. Of course, we're not saving it. We just flushed $600 million down the drain. And there is no other source of funds at this point.
Governor Landry, in attempting to explain this away, made himself, I think, kind of sound like a savior to people who work in the seafood industry. He said this project was going to threaten our seafood industry and our coastal culture. And I know that you and other scientists, your colleagues, are not unsympathetic to people who have something to lose from a project like this. The way that I kind of explained it a little bit earlier before you came on was, if you have a cancer diagnosis and you are afraid of getting sick because of the chemotherapy, and you choose not to take the chemotherapy, you'll probably get sick and die anyway. But at least if you take the chemotherapy, there are ways that you can lessen the pain. So for the people who have things to lose in the seafood industries, in these communities, you know, in the Birdfoot and Plaquemines Parish that have the most to lose from this project taking place, we could have done more to make it right, to relocate you, or I don't know, it's not up to me. I don't know about all the sorts of different job trainings and things that we could have done to take away the pain of any loss of livelihood that may have occurred in those communities. But now they've just, it seems like we've just took them out back and shot them in the back of the head anyway. Now you get nothing. Am I being too dramatic about that?
No, I mean, in the short term, this project was going to dislocate where you could harvest certain species like oysters, which of course are on the bottom. They can't move. It was going to dislocate where you could catch brown shrimp in the bay or where speckled trout were going to be at the end of the summer. All of that was going to change. And there is, within the project, already funded, already there, the money was already there, to put tens of millions of dollars into helping people through that transition, excuse me. You can't freshen the Gulf of Mexico. Oysters require certain salinities to thrive. Those salinities are going to be there. They're just going to be in a different place. The same is true of brown shrimp. The same is true of white shrimp, which are going to thrive with this. The same, I mean, and obviously for many species, whether it's crawfish or ducks or largemouth bass or a whole host of other species, we were going to be creating habitat for those species. But the other side of this is that the habitat that oysters and brown shrimp and all of these other estuarine species depend upon has been disappearing. It has been moving inland. It has been moving inland for centuries. And over the last 100 years, the pace of that movement has been catastrophic. And as you say, the end of that game, this is a zero-sum game. When the estuaries are gone, everything that depends on them is going to be gone. We depend in a place in a delta like here in Louisiana on the cycle. We have to have fresh water, land building deltas being built while older sections of the delta are eroded away. That's the cycle that creates our unbelievable productivity. In the 20th century, we interrupted the cycle. We have the erosion, we have the subsidence, we have the increasing salt. But we were not offsetting it with new fresh water and sediment. And that's what these diversions are about. It's about restoring that balance, which is what created not only the land we depend on, but the incredible productivity of coastal Louisiana. If you don't offset the incoming sea, especially when you're speeding it up by sea level rise, then the end is no wetlands at all.
On that note, let's step away for just a moment and get some commercials out of the way. David Muth is my guest, and we will be back with him in just a brief moment. If there's anything you'd like me to ask him or run past him before we say goodbye, you can do that on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery while listening to this conversation, please do not put your head in your hands, as I have just done. Keep your eyes on the prize, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Thanks for sticking around. My guest is David Muth. David, I'm going to pull in some questions from our talk audience. They're a smart group, smarter than me in a lot of ways, and I always like to make sure they have a chance to get their voices heard in these conversations as well. Here's a text that says, what about opening the Atchafalaya spillway during high river stages instead of the Bonnie Carey spillway? The former is more of a freshwater environment and ecosystem where Lake Pontchartrain is brackish. We could rebuild from the top to the bottom rather than the opposite. Know why they don't open the Atchafalaya Basin spillway? Because rich ranchers use those public grants for grazing. Politicians get their palms greased. Setting aside that last bit there, what do you think, David, about, you know, what the texter said about rebuilding from the top to the bottom rather than the opposite? There's also a text in here that says the quantity and quality of the sediment, you know, isn't what it used to be because of other things that are happening upriver. What's your take?
On the Atchafalaya, obviously the question about, you know, how we distribute the water through the various distributaries is a very valid question, and it's something that that we in the NGO community has encouraged the Corps of Engineers to study seriously. They were in the middle of a big study of that when the administration canceled the study this year, but that was called the Lower Mississippi River Comprehensive Study. They were several years into it, and it just got canceled. But that is not going to be enough of a substitute for what we're losing in southeast Louisiana. There's plenty of water. There's plenty of sediment in the river. The argument is that the sediment isn't what it used to be. Of course, the only data we have for how much sediment the river carries is the last 100 years or so. And that is the period when we were busting the sod in the Great Plains, we were cutting down all the forests in the Ohio Valley and the Tennessee Valley.
Yeah.
So yes, the sediment load was very high over the last century, and it's much lower now.
Fascinating.
But to suggest that because it's lower now, we shouldn't use it is frankly very strange. I mean, If you're crawling across the desert and you need fresh water, are you going to argue over whether there's a gallon or 2 gallons? You're going to take whatever water is there.
Give me the water.
And the Mississippi River is still full of sediment, as the Corps of Engineers can tell you, since they have to spend $100 million a year dredging Southwest Pass in order for ships to get in.
While we wait for some future administration to just for one hot second put science ahead of politics, what other projects are still in play that could start to help to come close to replacing the impact of this decision?
There aren't any. Look, the state, you mentioned the politics. We have had four governors, two Democrats, two Republicans, who have done their best to keep politics out of the decisions that we make about coastal restoration, knowing how critical that was. We saw this state reform the way we manage our levee boards, depoliticized the levee boards after Katrina. We depoliticized our coastal program after Katrina. We as taxpayers voted to dedicate all of the state offshore revenue to the coastal program. this governor has now repoliticized our levee boards and repoliticized our coastal program. So that we're back to where we were before Katrina. We're back to the period when decisions were made not based on science, not based on public input, not based on what is best for the people, but simply on whatever political decision and whoever can influence the governor. And that's a sad and sorry state of affairs.
Well, at least we got the Ten Commandments up in the classrooms, right, David?
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, at least we got that going for us. Yeah, no kidding. Hey, here's a text. I think we all got a little confused by that last text. Here's a text that says, you're talking about the Morganza spillway, not Atchafalaya. I think that's correct, right?
Well, actually, there are three spillways that go through the Atchafalaya Basin. There's the Atchafalaya, the West Atchafalaya. There's water that can come in through the Old River Control Structure. And through the Morganza spillway. But all of them either take Red River sure. water or Mississippi River water. They're critical. They're critically important during a big flood. When we're talking about the Mid-Barataria Sound Diversion, we're not talking about Bonnet Coulee. We're not talking about the spillways. We're not talking about flood years. We're talking about normal years, about getting water out and, most critically, getting sediment out during a normal year. And obviously, during big flood years, you can move a lot more, but this is not the same as a spillway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you just say, in the closing minutes here, we're not in a rush, but we are drawing to a close, what does losing this project mean specifically for storm surge protection, hurricane resilience in Plaquemines Parish and in the New Orleans Metro?
Well, again, all of these issues are complex and long term, but obviously building a new marsh platform between the greater New Orleans area, and that includes all of Upper Plaquemines Parish, and it includes the whole West Bank of Orleans and Jefferson and St. Charles Parishes, would reduce the threat of storm surge. Does it go to zero? No, of course it doesn't go to zero. But it's about increasing your odds. And, you know, there as anyone who lives inside the levee system in Lower Slafoose Parish or in Terrebonne Parish, what you don't want is salt water lapping against your levees. It's very hard to grow grass on a levee with salt water. What you want is to be surrounded by freshwater systems that are thriving. We paid the price in Hurricane Katrina when what had been a thriving freshwater swamp and marsh system was destroyed by the Mississippi River Gulf outlet, by the salt that came in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing to the rest of the system now. By not having river water, by not having freshwater marsh being built, by not sustaining the few areas where live oaks grow on the old natural levees, you go through South Louisiana and the live oaks are dying everywhere. They're dying because of the salt. You put the freshwater back in, you can sustain trees on the ridges, even on the canal spoil banks. They will not grow when it all becomes salt. So it's a complex system, but we are far more sustainable. We are far safer over the long term with fresh marsh and swamp between us and the Gulf.
I always see conversations like this where somebody's, you know, interviewing a scientist or an environmentalist, you know. Is there anything that we should be hopeful about, or at least, you know, while we're picking up the pieces of this terrible decision, is there anything we learned from that decision-making process that we can use moving forward, something we might not have known before, something that might make it easier in the future, anything we can come away feeling like, okay, well, this wasn't a total loss?
Well, look, we all know I'm a lifelong citizen of Louisiana. Been here almost 71 years. We all know that Louisiana is used to coming in 50th or 49th or 48th or never good. in comparison to other states, where we were leading the world was in our coastal science and our coastal program and our adaptation to a very serious situation. The whole world is seeing sea level rise because of climate change. The whole world is. But we were seeing it as fast or faster than anyone else because we're on a sinking delta. And we saw the consequences of that when Katrina and Rita hit. And we responded, and we put together an unbelievably progressive program that is admired around the world. We can do it in Louisiana. We will have to do it again, or else we're all going to move. And so I think that's the silver lining. What we have to do is be on guard against politics as usual. And unfortunately, right now, it's politics as usual.
My guest this hour has been David Muth, retired from the National Park Service, the National Wildlife Federation, Restore the Mississippi River Delta. David, we all learned a lot today. Thank you for your time, your work, and your way. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Ian. Appreciate it.
You betcha. We will get a look at traffic, and we'll be right back after this on WWL. Okay, before we jump off, I want to make sure I thank my studio producer, Coleman, 5 stars, no notes, along with Courtney VIP on the traffic and Chris Miller in our news department. Crucial thanks to Scoot for his support. Executive producer Jordan Fiegel. All hail Jordan, Lord of the Nazdor. And program director and brand manager Diane Newman. And market manager Dan Barron for the opportunity. This show and every show on WWL is available to hear, download, and share at WWL.com and the Odyssey app, where you can also rewind the show. You can follow WWL on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Shout out to Jeff Schwartz and Michael Karam at City Hall. Let's get those elevators working. Let's get that gate open. Let's get that riverfront done, guys. New Orleans deserves it. To emulated mob boss David Schloss, remember, there's a war out there, old friend. A world war. And it's not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information, what we see and hear, how we work, what we think. It's all about the information. To Dr. John Fitzmaurice from the mighty, mighty UNO. Love that history course. Thank you. To Tim Miller from the Bulwark. See you at the Kingpin. I'll buy you a couple Miller's Light. To Austin Wilty at City Hall, saving us from the tyranny of late fees. Do the whole traffic camera next time, please. To Modi out in Houston, the city doctor in North Carolina, and difference makers Colin Thomas Jensen and David Muth. Thank you for your time, your work, and your way. Your planet needs you. Lots of love to Father Doss, Nikki Diamonds, D. Rose, Randy the Storyteller, and the inimitable JMD. Plus Brett and Kat at Majoria's Commerce Restaurant. Let's keep those hash browns coming, guys. I got to split and jump on a plane to Hawaii real quick. I hear there's some good surfing out there today. You get the best barrels ever, dude. You just pull in and drop in and get spit right out. You just ride the barrel and get so pitted, dude. Thanks to everyone who called and texted during the show. If you loved what you heard today, get a friend to listen to. Up next on Sports Talk with Bobby, Mike, Steve, and the crew. Bobby, Mike, Steve, and the crew talk about sports. But as for me, 5,000G, I'm out of here. 5,000G, we out of here. We out of here. 5,000G, 5,000.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie.
But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.